T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Look, I like the guy. I think he can be a contributor, but he's not the honey badger anymore. He's a good NFL safety that you can probably prioritize elsewhere.
Would you care to give him a new nickname?
What is he? Is he Honey Boo Boo? He goes from the honey badger to Honey Boo Boo. Now he is going to kick my ass.
It's a great day to wake up. Any day is a great day to wake up. But we are more blessed in this city than many other cities to wake up today and smell the coffee. You got the Houston Astros. We are less than 8 hours away from a win or go home game at the Juice Box with Garrett Cole on the mound. 3 days from today, you're going to get to see Deshaun Watson take on Patrick Mahomes. If the Astros win today, you're going to get to see the Yankees in town.
Yes, sir.
Saturday and Sunday. Downtown is going to be absolutely crazy this weekend. So when you wake up in Houston today, you should feel blessed. However, of all the bad ways to wake up, and there are a lot of bad ways to wake up, maybe a telephone call, kids that are still in school, your mom being annoying and talking too loud.
Sick kids.
There's a lot of bad ways to wake up, including the way I had to wake up this morning in this wonderful city with all this stuff going on. Because of the man to my right, the OG John Lopez.
What up? What up?
We are live at the Houston Open. And as I wake up, I dust the crust off my eyes.
Yuck, gross.
My phone. Everybody gets it. Yeah. I open up my phone. I open the show doc. And this is what I'm greeted to on this wonderful day by the OG John Lopez. Quotes. Charisma versus ketchup is a suck-ass tag. But I'll play along. What the hell is wrong with you?
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
I mean, you could be a little nicer. You could present it a little bit different.
Yeah, then
you
really
could
do
give
it for me.
You could give me a little something better.
You know what? I mean, this is one of my, if I have any strengths, this is one of them. You know, just kind of like branding and owning a particular story or event or whatever. This one doesn't do it for me, man. Charisma versus ketchup is what you're saying, Deshaun versus Pat Mahomes. This is where you went.
Charisma versus ketchup.
This is what you're considering to be gold.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not. But I'll play along.
Yes.
I'll play along.
That is exactly what I'm considering. And I'm a little bit offended that the OG John Lopez completely hiked his leg on it. But let's go ahead and play along. Charisma versus ketchup. Mahomes versus Watson, 3 days from today, noon, Sports Radio 610. The OG poses the following questions. What do you put ketchup on that most would consider gross?
713-572-4610. You can text in. So a lot of people, ketchup is the second most popular condiment on the planet, right behind salsa.
Salsa is more popular than ketchup?
Yeah, it is.
Are you sure?
I'll bet you.
Are you only looking in San Antonio?
Oh, Figgy. Come on, man. No, it is. It's the second most popular condiment.
I got to think it's number one.
No, it's the second most. But that said, I think a lot of people will put ketchup on just about anything. I've got three things that immediately came to mind, okay? Things that you put ketchup on that most people would consider gross.
Go ahead.
For me, I mean, one that a lot of people do, but those who don't think it's disgusting, is eggs.
Nobody thinks that putting ketchup on eggs is disgusting.
Really?
Nah.
Yeah, I know personally people that think that.
Yeah, well, they're weirdos.
The other one that came to mind, I don't even want to admit this, beans.
What?
Every once in a while, I'll put some ketchup on, like, some... just to put a little ketchup in some, especially if they're leftover beans, I'll put ketchup on it. And they're good, actually. And then the third one is it's usually on leftovers. I don't know why. Tamales. You ever put ketchup?
That's disgusting.
You've never put ketchup on tamales?
That's disgusting.
Dude, I guarantee you, my people, go ahead, Figgy. I guarantee you there's a good percentage of my people that have put ketchup on tamales. Look at George.
Yeah, I'm going to ask.
George, thumbs up.
I'm going to ask.
George is my people.
I'm going to ask the next four Hispanics that walk by if they've put ketchup on tamales.
All right.
Sir, have you put ketchup on tamales before? No, see, there's 0 for 1.
Okay, okay, good. What a great scientific sample size you have there. What a 13-year-old kid that might be Hispanic or might be something else.
Does it come across as racially insensitive for me to just ask
anyone
every Hispanic
with brown skin? You're saying, hey, man.
No, no, but I'm just going to ask every Hispanic, like,
no,
hey,
that guy, you don't know that guy was Hispanic. He could have, I mean, he could have been anything.
He is, ask him.
He could have been Muhammad.
No, no.
Absolutely. No. Look at him.
Nah, he's not. George, can you help me out here?
George doesn't want any part of this.
Yeah. All right. So ketchup on tamales.
713-572-4610. I'm going to open up the text line. I guarantee you. Look at this. Oh,
there ain't no white people
my
doing that, though.
God.
No white people are doing that.
Tamales. Nope. 7506.
There's two white guys. I'll ask them. Hey, guys, y'all put ketchup on tamales? Hell no, thank you.
But they're white.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Ketchup, look, 1796. Ketchup on tamales is gold.
He's Hispanic.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So you do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
Whataburger spicy ketchup on tamales goes hard. I got to try that. That sounds pretty dang good.
Yeah, you can get that at HEB now. Yeah. What's your favorite way to...
That's the bleep, 5826. I agree with you.
Shout out to...
Thank you, John. Tamales.
No. Let me ask this black dude. Hey, sir, do you put ketchup on tamales? Thank you. He looked at me like he was offended. That's disgusting.
Well, he's not Hispanic either.
Well, I just want to find one non-Hispanic who does that. Because you're supposed to be a man of the people, John.
I am.
Like, you're sitting here and you're throwing this out there, this generalization, and you're looking at it in blinders. I almost feel like you should go move to China or something and run things like they run things.
Well, that's a bad
word. Dump that, Figgy. I don't want to get fired.
Yeah, that's a bad word right now.
Dump that, Figgy.
Yep.
I don't want to go Daryl Morey.
Yep.
I don't want that
to happen.
Oh,
my gosh. Somebody said mashed potatoes.
I guarantee you this dude does. Pat Mahomes does that.
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Man.
Do you like the ketchup pump or do you like the packets? Because Wendy's, I like Wendy's, the ketchup pump. Because I eat a lot of ketchup when I put it on my
The only
stuff.
Problem is they give you those little soft plastic, those soft
those
paper
things
cups.
Are hard to open, bro.
No, and they bleed. And you get ketchup all over everything.
I like the ketchup pump. Mm-hmm. Burger King and Wendy's have the ketchup pump. I'm a firm believer in the actual ketchup pump. That's kind of my thing. So,
dude,
yeah.
I'm getting more support than I even thought I would.
Yeah, we got a Hispanic following, John.
Thank you. Those are my people.
Like, there's literally not one... person.
But wouldn't Hispanics know before everyone else?
About what?
Like best Mexican food? Wouldn't Hispanics know the best Mexican food?
Not necessarily.
Not
necessarily.
On top of that.
Not necessarily.
On top of that.
Not necessarily.
They would also know what best to put on leftover tamales.
Not necessarily, man. Because I feel like when you talk to like Hispanics about Mexican food, they roll their eyes at a lot of stuff that's just not like complete authentic, as I like to say. But I think you make a case Tex-Mex is a little bit better sometimes.
Depends on your mood. Yeah, it depends on your mood.
I think Tex-Mex is a little bit better sometimes.
Yeah. You know, if you want good, solid, old-school Mexican food, get some carne guisada or carne guisada. Or
I thought it was carne asada.
That's asada and guisada. I like guisada.
What's guisada?
It's more of a stew. It's more stewed than the other.
What's that stew stuff that everyone likes?
Menudo?
Yeah.
God, I love that.
With the bones in it?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Can't do that.
Oh, that's good.
That's a little too much for me. That's a little too much for me. You also asked this amidst calling me a suck-ass this morning. Who's the most charismatic athlete in history? I think Tyrann Mathieu's got charisma, and that's why, despite being the most overrated player in the league.
You mean Deshaun Watson?
No, I think Tyrann Mathieu's
got
charisma.
But you called it charisma versus ketchup because it's Watson's charisma.
But I think Tyrann Mathieu's got such good charisma that despite the fact he's an average safety, he's able to trick coaches and trick locker rooms and trick players and trick a lot of people.
He has charisma when he wants to. Because he can be a real, he's searching his own name on Twitter.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. So he can be the exact opposite of that. So, like, when you think, and you've met a lot of athletes. I've met a lot of athletes.
Oh, wow.
When
good for you, John.
Athletes who just, you're like, man, that dude has got a lot of Deshaun Watson in it. Deshaun Watson has charisma just dripping, right?
Did you just say dripping?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you. So, four came to mind all of a sudden. Magic Johnson. I mean.
He was kind of corny to me.
He was charismatic. He could.
He had a smile, but he was corny.
But much like. And he's proved this in his post career.
I think he had charisma because it was 80s, 90s charisma.
No.
I think he's corny.
Incorrect. Because right now, he can walk in any boardroom in America and sell them on his idea. And he has done that. He's made $1 billion after basketball. He's one of the most.
Movie theaters and all that?
All that stuff. And real estate and everything else that he's done. He is one of the most charismatic athletes ever. And then three others. Two were before my time, and one was my childhood hero, and is still my hero. Roberto Clemente.
R.I.P.
Yeah, he was regarded as one of the most charismatic athletes in history. Babe Ruth. I mean, the guy redefined baseball.
Would he make a single-A team these days?
Come on, man.
I'm asking.
Come on, man.
No, I'm serious. Would he?
Yes, he would, Landry. He would make a single-A team.
I'm just asking. I don't know. 713-572-4610. Would Babe Ruth be able to make the Corpus Christi hooks? 713-572.
Alex Bregman would be looking up to him.
4610. Alex Bregman's got some charisma. That's for dang sure.
He does.
That is definitely for dang sure. Man, some of these OGs are like carrying. We're at the Houston Open. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Like these chairs over their shoulder. It just looks like quite a hike to get out there.
No, it's comfortable, man. That way you can go to any hole, sit down. It's a great day. It's going to be a little cooler tomorrow now.
Have you ever played this course?
Yes, I have several times. A couple times, Sunday is the last day of the tournament. About two or three times I've played in a tournament that teed off on Monday with the holes in the same place and the grass cut the same length. The stands obviously still in place, and it just kicked the bleep out of me, man. These guys play a whole different ball game, man. Whole different ball game.
I think there's a lot of Texans who have charisma. If we're talking about charisma, I mean, I think, you know, Deshaun's number one. JJ, he's up there, especially when JJ's doing his thing. Justin Reed's got the charisma, but I think charisma, like on the field, sometimes help. Like just you gravitate towards him. I don't think Justin Reed really. Is someone that you just watch every play yet?
No, not yet.
He hadn't gotten there. I mean, he can get there, but he's not quite there yet. So I don't know about his charisma. 713-572-4610 to get in. You're getting a lot of feedback on this.
I'm getting
pitch,
people are. I'm in. It warms my heart.
Here we go.
It warms my heart. How many of our listeners, mostly my people, but that's cool, put ketchup on tamales. I thought it was just like my dirty little secret, you know? And George puts ketchup on tamales.
Well, what is George?
He's Hispanic.
Yes. Like, yes, there's not, no, you're not going to find a white person who does that.
Well, there is on text board, there was one.
He's lying. You got to see his face. That's a catfish. Straight up lying.
Just try it, okay?
Hell no.
Try it.
Hell no. You look, this is the thing about trying stuff. When you try, like, you know the book Green Eggs and Ham that Dr. Seuss wrote?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where the whole theme of it is basically you have to try it and then you'll like it. That's really not true. Like, there's a lot of foods that you immediately know you're not going to like. You don't have to try it. I'm not going to like ketchup on tamales. I'll put some queso on tamales. I'll put some chili on tamales.
Sure.
Might put chili's some salsa good. Chili's on tamales.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Might just mix it in the whole plate.
Just try it.
Not trying it.
Just get some regular tamales with nothing
not
on them.
Not trying it.
Like pork tamales.
Not trying it.
Take the shucks off.
No way.
Put them on a plate.
Not happening.
Put a little ketchup on the side.
No way.
And dip it. And bite it. And you're going to say, man, that OG was right.
In the words of John Lopez this morning, that is a suck-ass idea. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, live at the Houston Open. We're about 7 hours away. 7 hours away from Game 5, Houston Astros versus the Rays. And we learned yesterday... Are actually what we already knew was confirmed. A lot of fluky stuff can happen in game fives of division series. We're going to look at all that and talk about the Astros' recipe for a win and recipe for a loss next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.